And good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're joined by Rowan County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins as we talk about county business. And Doc Blevins, as always, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we always start the program talking a little bit about the jail. I know that you discussed the progress regarding the project at this week's fiscal court meeting. So maybe if you would give us the same type of update.
Well, things are going well. We're making progress. We had one change order, as we usually have one every time, but this one was a little more than what we expected. It was about $11,000. Construction manager seemed to think it might be even larger than that or higher than that, but that was mainly a not communicating with the architect and the building construction people, but we wound up having to pay for it. So it's being rectified. It's basically there's supposed to be a gap between your non-supporting walls and the roof, and they did not have that, so they had to go in and cut about a 2-inch gap. And it had to cut through all those concrete blocks with a 2-inch gap. So it took a little time and it's a little manpower, but it's moving forward, and we're hopefully we'll get in there at the end of January.
If you drive by there, and for folks who don't do it on a regular basis, as I do and you do, you know, it's really starting to take shape.
Yeah, we're you're seeing pretty much the jail. We've got to put some doors on it and put some finish the roof. But they've got one part of the roof already finished, and they're going to start drying out the place before you can paint it. You got to make sure it's dehumidified, but we're on schedule as far as I can tell.
When do you expect the roof to be finished, and when the guys can get in there and maybe start working on the interior completely?
Well, they're working on the interior right now. At the same time, they're putting in the I think they've sealed pretty much the roof, but they've got to put up the final covering, but it's sealed, and we're going to they're actually putting up the tubes or the ductwork's already going in, and of course a lot of the plumbing was already done early on. They've been installing some of the doors, a lot of those types of things, but still things to do, but I think we're making tremendous progress.
How are you doing on the timeline? I know we had a lot of rain in June.
I think we're right up to where we should be. At least they didn't give us any inkling that, and we told them we want to be in that as soon as we possibly can, and they're still saying the end of January we should be able to take it over.
So you're pretty pleased with everything?
Yeah, very pleased.
All right, let's move on to another topic. And this kind of was sparked when I was hearing a public service announcement that the county was running here at our radio station, talking about spotting illegal dumping and making sure you report it to the proper officials in the county. And I was just kind of curious, is there a problem right now with this?
Well, we have not heard much of a problem, but we've got a new solid waste guy that's out here trying to clean up the community, and Ty Brown, he's new to our system. Bob Wells retired, and Bob did a good job, but sometimes when you bring somebody with a little youth in and a new job, he's anxious to go out here and make things happen. So we bought a couple of those camouflage cameras, or they can do video or pictures, and we're trying to find the dumps, and we had a tough time finding anything. So we put the ads on there, the ads that we're paying for, and we put those on there, and trying to let the public know that we're ready to go out here. If they've got a legal dump somewhere, let us know about it, and we'll get out there and try to find out who's dumping there and make them pay for it, and find them, and hopefully have money enough that we can clean whatever dumps we have. Actually, Paul here at the station told me that he recognized one that needs to be taken care of. So I'm going to get those, get Ty and the gentleman out there to put up some cameras pretty soon.
You know, when I've been out and about in the region, I've seen certain other counties that have a much greater problem with this than Rowan County does.
I agree. We've been very good in this community and trying to clean it up, because I think we realize that it's hard to sell tourism if you've got a big dump right over the hill. And people ought to learn. That's no way to do it. We've got solid waste facilities here that can relatively inexpensively you can drop things off. But you're hurting the whole community when you do that kind of illegal dumping.
Well, I'll go ahead and let you make the pitch for it then. Should someone spot an illegal dump, what
just
should they do?
Call my office or call the Ty Brown at the I don't have his number in front of me, but my number is 784-5151. Let us know that you're interested in letting us. We won't tell who we get the information from. We'll keep it anonymous, but let us know. We'll get some people out there and start trying to clean them up and also try to find out who's defacing the county.
A moment ago, we talked about the jail, and obviously it's an $18 million project. But at the same time, you had a chance, and this is sort of in conjunction regarding that money that you get, that you collect for the jail, but you also had a chance to talk about recreation, I guess, at the last fiscal court meeting.
We talked to just kind of some of the members want to do something soon if we can, and we're hoping that right now the economy is doing pretty good in this community, and we think we're not going to be – we may have some extra money left from the jail. There's some money available from the university that's supposed to give us about it was $1 million. It's down to probably around 700 and some thousand that we'll get. We may take some of those dollars and try to do something to help tourism and help recreation. I think all of us want to do something, but when you take on a big project like that, my court's been pretty conservative about trying to hang on to what dollars we have. We're probably at about $2.2 million in carryover dollars that could be used for some things. You add the $700,000. If the economy, we keep thinking we're going to land us a couple of pretty good factories, or not factories perhaps, but some good paying jobs in the future. And when you start getting those kind of jobs, that increases the tax base. And we hope we're going to have some money maybe next year that we'll be able to put into recreation, maybe out at Sunnybrook or maybe somewhere else in the community where we need playgrounds or we need – again, this the walking paths we're trying to work on, bicycle paths, walking paths, I mean, we could take some of that money as well and try to move those forward.
So right now, at this point, there are no official plans as to what you might do?
No official plans. I think the filling in my court, they want to do something in the future, but they want to get the jail up and running, get it opened up, make sure we can maintain the have enough money to pay the bills and keep people safe. So once that's done, hopefully next year we can start looking at our next budget cycle and maybe try to put some money dedicated just to recreation.
What's nice is that the fiscal court does understand that building up recreation in our area is an important issue.
I think, of course, when I ran for office this last time, that was one of the biggest issues all of us talked about in the debates we had and in my campaign with the Republicans in the fall. We both talked about trying to do something on recreation. And that's probably one of the things I want to see something started in that area before I leave office as well.
You feel like that cash could end up perhaps finally kickstarting that project to build a new rec park here in our area?
I think it could be. Definitely we can put some money up, some upfront money, and hopefully with the county maybe we can secure some kind of loans that we can bonding or something that we can do to move forward on recreation. Again, I think it's something we definitely need, and it's been on the wish list for several years now that we need better recreation facilities.
In conjunction with that, you also discussed the TAP grant application, which basically, for folks who don't remember, it's about taking, some of the old railroad beds and turning them into biking trails.
Well, we're going to look at several ways. We'll look at the railroad bed, but we're also looking at maybe trying to use the creek banks because those aren't – they're owned by the individuals. But, again, they're in the floodplain. They can't be used to build on. We think we could put the bicycle path along that way, but we're also looking at using parts of 60, maybe a combination of bicycle path with using the abandoned railroad beds in some areas, maybe the creek in some areas, and then widened – parts, or if there's widened enough room on the 60 to put some bicycle paths, walking paths as well.
And you have, talked with someone that you're looking to hire maybe to put the grant application together perhaps and also a feasibility study?
Well, it'll be a grant application we're going to submit to the state. They get around, I think, $4 million federal dollars that have to be used for this type of endeavor. We hope that with our plan, it'll be a good plan that they'll look at and say, yeah, this is going to be something good for the whole state, not just the community. And we've already got a $2,500 from the Tourism Association here in town, or not association, but commission, I guess you'd call it. They realize it's important. We're putting the additional $7,500 in. We've asked the city to go with us on that and be a partner. I think they will, but we went ahead and funded it so we can get the thing moving. You've got to have your applications in by September, and an engineer takes a little time to get here and put together all the engineering things you've got to do, the cost, the best path, the best way to build this thing, and the cheapest way to build it. And once we get that, we're going to hopefully the city will partner with us. And if we partner with them, we've given some money to the part of the trail here through the city, and we'll hopefully they'll be willing to maybe take half of that. But more importantly, there's a 20% match, and maybe if we can get us to take 10%, get the city to maybe put 10% in, it'd benefit the whole community, it'd benefit the whole city. And to me, I think you can tie the university with and the city with Cave Run Lake. I think it's a win-win for all of us.
How much potentially could you get if you do receive a TAP grant?
I think it's based on we'll have a proposal from him how much we think it'll cost to maybe purchase some land, build some culverts, or build some or bridges. Hopefully we won't have to build many bridges, but that's the expensive part. But we'll have a proposal. I think they get $4 million. We could maybe get $500,000 or $1 million. Well, at least that's what I'm hoping. We'll have enough to make a big dent in it, maybe complete the whole project. But I think what I've been told, you have to either have some kind of blacktop or some kind of concrete or some kind of a meshing material that will kind of hold in case you do have flooding.
This kind of reminds me of the Rails to Trails effort that went on for many, many years here, all the way back into the early 90s. I know you were involved with that and you supported it, but it looks like finally something along that line will come to fruition.
Well, that's what my push is, and the court's going along with me. And, of course, tourism realizes it's a very important thing. We're a trail town, and I think that you have better trails, that's going to attract more people to the community. I know several of the magistrates talked about how many people they saw the last few weeks. We've had some bicycle groups come through town and use our roads. They're not the safest road to ride. I don't know if I'd really want to get on 60 and travel very far on a bicycle, because people just just takes one little mishap, and especially when you're in my position, you don't want to give them a free shot at you like that. So, but it's something I think is growing. If you look at all the statistics, outdoor recreation, tourism, those types of things, it's really moving forward with bicycles and people just being able to get out and walk and be healthier.
Is it perhaps just another tool when you look to market tourism in the area?
Well, I think it's definitely it's a very strong tool. I think just Morehead being a trail town has been a strong tool. And I think when we have a good path, a bicycle path, walking path for people all the way down to Cave Run Lake, or at least as close as we can get it to Cave Run, I think it's really a selling point. I think people, they'll come from miles around to travel along a creek and along a nice scenic area to take in the tourism, take in the beauty of the area, and plus get the exercise as well. And of course, Cave Run Lake is a beautiful lake, and we've not really touched its potential, I don't think.
Again, our guest today on the front page is Rowan County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll continue with our program right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's front page. I'm Chuck Meraz. We're joined by Dr. Walter Blevins, Rowan County Judge Executive, as we talk about things going on here in the county. And the one thing, just the last point regarding this biking trail and walking trail effort that it looks like we'll be undergoing here locally, I can remember someone telling me a long time ago that when you talk about mountain biking, that Rowan County is a little-known gem. But if you look at some of these biking magazines, the guys who are hardcore bikers know what's going on.
Oh yeah, I mean they've got websites. They know where the good trails are, and part of the trail down to it's not for your typical biker. It's not, these people are athletes that are doing this kind of biking. I mean, it's up and down the hills. It's pretty intense, and we want something that's kind of level, that makes it for families they can walk or ride together and be in a safe area. Again, we'll probably, you know, there's always concern that you put a trail out there and people are traveling, there's a chance somebody could be, you know, abducted or some terrible thing happened to them. But again, with the technology today, we can put in some cameras, we can put in some things to kind of oversee and make sure some of those things don't happen. So with technology, there's a lot of things you can do that you couldn't do years ago and make it purely a more safe environment for people.
So little by little, we continue to make some progress here locally regarding recreation. This is another step in that progress.
I think it's a big step. I mean, just with the football field being turf now and in the near future, we need more softball fields and baseball fields and more. But I think the real yearning, well, probably the swimming pools and splash pads, that's probably high on our list to do. And I think that's another area my court would look at, is maybe we can put some money in to help build a splash pad or maybe enlarge a splash pad. If the city's already moving forward, we can always come in and add to it. But I think we're willing to start doing some more partnering, especially on tourism and recreation.
There's been some talk here recently, I think we discussed it the last time you were on the show, about a doctor by the name of Stephen Lamb, who wants to put a methadone clinic here in Moorhead near I-64. He's with East Kentucky Professional Associates. And where do things stand regarding that proposal?
It's basically my court does not feel like it's something we want to bring to our community. So, and I've talked to the mayor, and I don't think his council is going to endorse it either. So it's probably something that's not going to happen. I can see some advantages in some respects because we do have a problem with opiates now, and it's one way that people can kind of get their fix but still be able to work. It doesn't make them as high, but it does make them where they don't exhibit some of the things that opiates do. But it's still addicting. It's something. But the idea is that once you can identify them, get them into some kind of treatment, you can hopefully get some more and better help to them. I know he was talking about trying to maybe, he didn't tell me, but he told the health department that he was looking maybe at doing some Vivitrol, which is the shot you take for once a month. It's about $1,000 a month. But that you could keep people from, you can take the opiates in, it won't have any effect at all. You don't get any high sensation. But so it may be a cure, maybe something we can use in the future. And he talked to at least the health department about maybe having both. If he comes back and he gives us a plan, there might be a move in that direction. But right now my court is just not really ready to move forward with it.
In talking with some local law enforcement officials, they told me, they said the greatest fear is that this will lead to an importing of the criminal element into the Moorhead Round County
can,
area, which they dealt with the last time there was a methadone clinic here.
That's correct. I mean, Dr. Lamb made a good presentation that he's not in it for that. He thinks he can run a good clinic. So I actually invited us to come to Lexington at the clinic he's working with now. And I've not been down there. Of course, I'm not the one he's probably going to have to work on. He needs, and I've been told the magistrate that we've been invited down there, but I didn't see a lot of desire to go to Lexington to look at it.
So at this point, would you say the matter is closed or perhaps tabled?
I'd say it's closed. I don't think it's going to happen.
Not at least at this point. Leads me into another area. The needle exchange program here in Round County, maybe you can give us an update on how that's working.
Yeah, I'm on the Health Department of Health here locally and also on the Ad District, Gateway District Health Department. And we had a meeting last week and had an update about it. Very encouraging. We've given people needles. That's the main reason, is to prevent disease and to try to hopefully someday get them into counseling. I think a couple out of 42, I think two of them have actually tried to go and get some counseling and maybe try to get off the drugs. What the health department tells me, the people down there are very encouraged that they're doing some good for these people. They're trying to educate them. I think there were 42 clients, and they said all of them were from Round County. That's a lot of people hooked on drugs right now, and there's probably maybe 10 times that, perhaps. But a lot of people don't want to go and identify themselves as having a problem, so they get their friend to go take their needles. And right now we're giving, I think initially we were given, I think it was 200 needles for the first time they came. And to come back, they have to bring whatever they bring back, they can get. So if they bring 200 back, they can get 200. And again, that's the way they set it up. It's working so far. We've seen, again, 42 people that are hopefully being encouraged to try to get off the drugs. But at least they're being taught not to spread hepatitis C. That's about could be $100,000 a person, maybe even more, to treat somebody with hepatitis C. And also AIDS is another thing. And these people, many of them don't have the education to understand what they're doing to themselves and don't have the idea that there's even a way to get help. So the people that are working there are very pleased that the people come in there are very polite. They're very well-mannered. Actually, they said they're sometimes better than the average people that come into the health department because I think they realize they're there to try to be helped. Sometimes it takes a little while for those people to be ready for help.
A key part of this effort, though, is counseling.
Yes, they try to get them in. Pathways is helping us. They've got people there, and they're trying to we've got some guy that actually I think he's working for Pathways now that was a heroin addict, and so they can identify with somebody that's already been through this, and so he's really really trying to encourage these people that they can win this battle if they'll go and take their treatments. Go and take the counseling they need and try to get some support and help groups.
Getting back to something we discussed earlier in the show regarding jobs here in the county, and I saw a story here in the Ashland Independent regarding the naming of the board for the new Brady Industries plant up there in mm-hmm. South Shore. And, of course, if many people have been following the story, they'll know that Brady plans to build about 12 plants in the area, or have 12 plants in the area, that will be servicing their main plant up in South
Correct.
Shore. Are there efforts being made at this point to try to lure one of those satellite plants into Rowland County?
Well, I know I talked to him myself and invited him to come to Rowland County. I think he's already been here, maybe he told me. But I want to invite him back. We've got a wonderful industrial park out there that's ready to move forward with the Space Science Center. We've got some really bright young people here that would be good for anybody's company. So we're going to continue to encourage. I know Bob's working on it, there's a good chance we could land one of those. I don't have anything definite right now with that group. Again, they're just now getting off the ground themselves, but hopefully we'll see something in the next year or 2 years.
The other thing I think in terms of when you talk about bargaining chips that Rowland County has in its favor, right next to I-64, and then also the improvements made over the years to the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport probably have to help.
That helps for sure. I mean, you got to have an airport. If you don't have an airport, the people aren't going to come. The people that run large businesses and factories, they don't fly. I mean, they don't fly in their cars. They fly in airplanes. So you have to have a good airport. We've got that. We've got the interstate, as you say. We've got a university. We've got a space science center. And right up there, we've got the Advanced Manufacturing Community and Technical College that will be opened up, I think, in, I believe, September of this year. And, of course, we want to expand that as soon as we can. Actually, we need to expand it right now from some of the other types of auto mechanics and welding and those types of things. We don't have room for them right now. We're going to have to find some space. But I think we've got a lot of assets. We've got a good people that work here. We're close to many of the other counties that are struggling with unemployment, so it's not a bad way for those people to drive. Actually, the industrial park is partly owned by Morgan County and Menifee County and us. So, and those two counties are probably struggling more than Round County as far as unemployment and trying to find our people jobs. So, anytime we can bring a job to our Tri-County Industrial Park, the MMRC. I think we're going to help not just those two other counties, but I think all the surrounding counties.
I think we're looking at an exciting future.
I'm very excited about it. I think things are – I was excited when I ran for office that this is a great community and great opportunities belie us. And I think what I've seen in the short time I've been judge, that I think we're on the tip of the cusp. I think we're ready to just jump off and fly as high as we can fly because we've got all the things in order now, except maybe more recreation facilities. To me, that's still lacking. But I think everything else that they're looking to put on their checklist, and we're going to have you know, some of the best Wi-Fi, best broadband probably in the world right here in Round County in the near future.
Well, speaking of jumping off, we have to jump off the air right
now. Well, I hate that. I'm enjoying this a lot. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Again, that's Round County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins. I'm Chuck Moraz, host of Front Page. See you next time.